Just north of Metro Atlanta near Kennesaw, Georgia, workers bulldoze everything, trees, topsoil included. A tractor with a huge claw picks up fallen trees and drops them into a large metal dumpster. Clear cutting like this is popular in Georgia, but that doesn't mean it was always like this. Virgil Eady is a retired builder. He says that today's developers do face increased regulations and much higher upfront costs. Building a new home today is done differently.
Today, it seems like the emphasis is on yield and density, which is not consistent with the desire to keep trees. I come from the old school where you don't cut a tree unless you absolutely have to.
To help deter clear cutting, some of Metro Atlanta's counties have ordinances in place to protect trees. Marsha Bansley is the executive director of Trees Atlanta, a group working to protect Atlanta's green spaces.
If you are a developer or a homeowner or somebody and you need to take down a lot of trees on your property, then you have to contribute to the Tree Recompense Fund, and that money is used to plant trees in other places around the city, basically to keep the tree cover up rather than just losing it once and for all.
As of last year, that tree recompense fund was well over $1 million, but fines don't deter all developers.
Generally, it's easier just to cut the trees down, and then if there was a fine because it was a big mature tree, they just pay the fine and put that cost back into the home.
Lucy Griggs is with Cool Communities, a group that looks at ways of keeping cities cooler. One of those ways is by keeping the tree cover.
A homeowner would much rather have a mature shade tree and pay extra for the house because it has a mature shade tree than to have the house sitting in grass with a couple of these little new, very small decorative trees in their yard, which aren't really helping. And I think once you translate that benefit and the developers understand that, you'll see more and more tree preservation.
And when it comes to preserving trees, some subscribe to the 5-to-1 rule. Kim Coder is a professor of community forestry at the University of Georgia in Athens.
Every time we lose a tree, we have to plant 5 back if we're going to maintain the canopy level. Because if you don't, we are going to denude our cities, and we will be bare naked within about 25 years at the rate we are losing cover.
But Pam Sessions of Hedgewood Properties is an Atlanta developer who literally builds subdivisions around the largest trees.
When we first laid out the neighborhood, we did it around the specimen trees, trees of significant size or significant beauty. And then we, as we walked the center line of our proposed roads, if there were trees that were in reality in a place that the plan didn't reflect, we would modify the road. We also had what I'll call a tree rescue program, where we transplanted 55 trees.
And while trees have benefits like filtering pollutants, some fear that too much emphasis is being put on trees alone. Once again, Kim Coder.
The old myth about, as long as we have trees, we're fine. That is just not the case. When a sponge gets completely full, it can't absorb anymore. And what we have are trees that are running at the limit of what they can take. They are not going to be able to handle what millions of people generate and throw into the water, the soil, and the air.
And questions as to which trees and how many trees Atlanta keeps is likely to be a continual question. Metro Atlanta is forecast to expand by 50% over the next generation. For Soundprint, I'm David Baraswain.